The green and pink tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar, wearing the pinkish Huskies lanyard.
Which is not UW's colors. UW's colors are purple and gold.
Right. But so you got pink.
I bought it when I was in Seattle.
Yeah, it's nice. Got on a pink shirt.
Candy.
It works. You know, pink on pink.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I'd be wearing it even if I were wearing a different color shirt because this is the lanyard I have. But
we're just talking about coordinating our lanyards to show our
I'm
IDs
a fashionista
and our keys.
Today.
You know, fashionistas, yeah. And that's Chuck, yours is actually on your belt, right? Yeah, you got the
this guy.
Exactly. So do you? Can you actually get in anywhere besides the fitness center with that thing?
Yeah, I can.
IT stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking for, you know, this not just to be a black bar that's printed on the back of it. We're getting there.
Is that one of those refillable Starbucks mugs?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well,
they look nice.
We've got some things to talk about here. So, yeah, we've already heard from Professor Steve Abel and his basic black lanyard.
His breakaway black.
Breakaway black.
Always appropriate, Matt. So.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Your little black lanyard.
LBL.
Awesome. And do you have nice pumps to go with that, Steve?
I need to go buy some. Now I have to shop all weekend.
I think it's interesting.
I can't believe
Steve,
I didn't think of that.
When we got into culturally moving towards wearing our IDs all the time this last term here at UDM, that a lot of people did the lanyard thing. They're like, okay, what am I going to be wearing every day? Am I going to clip it on my belt? Am I going to put it around my neck? You know, that sort of thing. So you went the fashion conscious route and
of
safe,
course.
Safe
Such a
and
fashion
safe.
Maven.
Exactly.
He's a diva.
Now, Dan Maggio, you work at home.
Yes.
How
I
many
carry an
lanyards?
ID every day.
Wearing your Detroit Curling Club shirt.
I am.
Nice.
It's
a big deal.
I'm so
cool.
Because I'm so hot in here.
Yeah, it's hot.
I know. It's warm.
It's
coming.
The
it's comfortable.
A little bit, but.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a good thing. But yeah, it's a very cool logo. It's a very cool logo.
It is. A rampant lion, Scottish lion.
Yeah. Are we supposed
about
to say
about to throw
what
the stone and
to,
hit
or
someone
or
with a stick?
Okay. It was conceived by looking at the Stroh's logo.
Oh, okay. Inspired by.
Inspired
this
by.
This movie inspired by events that
yeah.
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Inspired
exactly.
by.
Based on true
couldn't
story.
Recognize it,
right.
but it was
ripped
inspired
from
by.
Pre-existing logos.
Professor Evans, exactly. I know you've got yours on your, right there. Yeah,
floor.
Lanyard. You got the UDM lanyard, yeah. All the keys and lab keys.
Oh,
big chunk
I
of keys.
Key too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I was doing that before I got the lanyard, actually.
Same, but I think it looks like my keys way more than yours. They're well, getting uncomfortable to wear around the neck.
I just have the one in my office.
Oh, you just have your office key
yeah.
on there.
It's like the great burden of the one ring.
Way
you know,
down
it's
with
like
keys.
Leaving marks around your neck and everything.
But if you don't have pockets, I mean, when I didn't...
That's right.
True.
I noticed
True.
Barb Bolts used to wear all her keys around. I'm like, that's really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm never without my office key.
Okay, that's where's right. Jim's? Is it on his breast pocket?
Nope,
is it, it's on his hip.
Right
oh,
on my belt.
You got the choke hook it. Okay.
Is that
there you
a
go.
Retractable.
University approved?
I'm sure it is. If I'm wearing it, it's got to be.
Does it only work on the belt? Like you have to have a belt for
it
that?
It has to clip on something. You could clip it on your shirt or anything, but that's where I put it.
Ladies' clothes don't always have belts
that's
and
true.
Belt loops and
or
pockets.
Pockets. That's a shame.
Hence the key around the neck.
Pockets are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. How about you, Dave Chai? See, you got this CCS lanyard.
I walk around like a janitor with all these keys, so I think I'm slowly like
well,
shrinking.
What is that weigh? Give me
a... Here, there.
Holy That's a big deal. And it's an aluminum carabiner,
It also
too.
Doubles as a weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Swing that sucker
really
around. That's
I've,
awesome.
I've got enough...
Good point.
Do you put that around your neck or in your pocket?
No, I just have Sherpas carry it for me. That's easier.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our cool prizes, too. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Or if you want, facebook.com/udmatp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166. Or you can send questions USPS. To the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left our panel, we were doing some questions sent in by our good friend Frank Burroughs from Valencia, California. He had insomnia. These questions had not kept us up that long, but were fairly challenging. What do the initials AM stand for in radio broadcasting? Where's Michael?
He's over yonder. Oh, he's waving.
I think he knows.
Initially,
I just assumed you guys knew this one.
Is it anti-matins or something?
Amplitude modulation.
Amplitude.
AM. Sorry, as opposed to FM. I was thinking.
That's right.
AM, PM, sorry.
This is really weird. It's a day of firsts in terms of things I've never heard of before. The first non-human chosen to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year, that makes perfect sense, was what object?
A computer?
It was a PC. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
1984?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, pretty weird.
Wow. Apple kickoff.
And for the record, we had all the way to the late 80s before it was changed from Man of the Year to Person of the Year. It was like 88 or something like that.
So Queen Elizabeth was Man of the Year. That just speaks for itself. I won't say anything else, you know.
And her response was, "We are not amused."
We are not amused.
Kendra and I can chime in that it took until about that time, maybe only a little bit earlier, that the Journal of the American Chemical Society didn't start every communication with "Sir," comma, and then the article.
Kendra's
just
shaking her head right now.
If you think about it.
It beats "Hey, you." I mean,
Hey, y'all.
Here's the latest on chemistry.
I like it.
Yeah. Sounds better
that
than
is
"sir."
Perfectly, yeah. Perfectly good contraction if you're talking to multiple people.
That's totally
y'all.
Agree.
Or Carol. You all.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm. Y'all.
Is that what? A contraction?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All. Of you all.
I'm having some contractions myself.
Only ignorant Yankees use it when they're talking to one person.
Y'all.
What state's U.S. quarter depicted Washington's crossing of the Delaware?
Which was
Pennsylvania?
What?
Which state's U.S. quarter? In recent years, we had the special quarters depicted Washington's crossing of the Delaware.
It's New Jersey?
It was Jersey.
Yes. Not Delaware?
It happened in New Jersey.
Oh.
It's always a trick question.
It was either put the New Jersey Turnpike.
That's right.
Right. So they went from
downtown Hoboken.
Yes, right. Downtown Paramus.
The Turnpike. Who's got a token?
What comic strip essentially created Sadie Hawkins Day?
Little Abner.
Yeah. Where women ask out men instead of the other way around.
I remember those dances in high school.
Yep. In what city, in what city was Conan O'Brien born? Sure.
Why do we care? Well,
is he born in this country?
He was born in the United States.
No, he's a New Yorker, isn't he?
He's an East Coaster, I can tell you that.
He's Boston.
What state was Governor Romney governor of?
Massachusetts.
Looks like he was
Cambridge, Newton, Worcester.
Starts with a B.
Bedford.
Not Bedford.
Brewster.
No.
Not
it says
Boston.
Brookline.
The lighter
very important information. In the immortal words of what Conan tweeted about 24 hours before the Mayan apocalypse, only 24 hours until we find out the next time the world's going to end.
That's right.
That's the classic line. What are the first names of the founders of the Harley-Davidson Company?
Harley?
First name. No. Harley. His last name is Harley,
Harley,
and his
Earl.
Last name was Davidson.
Joseph.
George.
David, Matthew, Mark.
John.
Luke.
Davidson's first name shares the first name with one of our theater professors.
Greg.
Art.
David.
Arthur.
Okay.
Arthur Davidson.
No.
And Harley, it's just William. It's William Harley. I ran out of juice. Big time. What was the name of the character played by Michael York in the Austin Powers movies?
Oh, he's basically like M, right? That's
Basil.
Basil?
Basil.
Rath.
Rathbone.
They made this joke way more in the first movie than they did in the other two, but it's a good joke. His name was Basil Exposition.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Because he told the story of the movie, of course. It's Basil. What event was broadcast on television in color only for the very first time in 1954? A lot of people, I find, after this holiday break.
The Rose Bowl parade?
Yeah, very tied emotionally to that Rose Bowl parade. That's a big deal to people who grew up around there.
Well, I guess for years it was only on the radio, so they had to describe
a
every
parade
flow.
On the radio?
Yeah, people would listen to
it. That doesn't sound right.
It sounds about as boring as it is in person.
Like a football game on the radio.
They're running to the left now. Oh, to the right. About a parade?
Be like Monty Python's soccer player, you know, the philosophy soccer game. Yeah. The intellectuals.
Or the Queen Victoria Open, where it was a marathon with only people dressed as Queen Victoria running in it. And it's Queen Victoria followed by Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria is a close third. Greatest sketch ever. Okay. I just want to be walking by on the street when someone's doing that someday, you know? What Mattel action figure was renamed Kid Acero for the Latin American market?
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, I'm a little bit lost on this one, guys. I don't even know.
Ken?
Yeah. Mattel? I don't even know how to help you with this.
It's not G.I. Joe?
So, or fit action figure.
Someone at the table has a first action name figure that begins with J.
Big Jim.
James.
Big Jim. Yes. Now, you know what Big Jim is? I've
Big
never
Jim.
Heard of Big
yes.
Jim.
I had a Big Jim camper when I was young.
Yeah.
What's Big Jim?
What's Big Jim? What's
no idea.
Jim?
He's a little taller than G.I. Joe.
How many character is he?
Big Jim. That's
is he an action guy?
Yeah, he's just a big action guy. He's remember? Action. Yeah, there's
I'm floored. I'm
yeah, Big Jim. I remember him because there's Big Jim, the $6 million man, yes, and G.I. Joe. Those are the big three action figures.
Yeah, okay. Big Jim's camper.
Oh, now see, Dan's doing the research here.
Yep, I remember Big Jim.
Okay.
There it is, the camper.
Which two singers had a daughter together named Frances Bean?
Oh, Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love.
That is correct. That is correct. Now, there's some Gen X juice for you right there.
He killed himself on my birthday.
Oh, my.
1994. That's, and I was living in Seattle.
That was a big deal.
Still in graduate school. The whole city pretty much just came to a stop.
Before Bonfire of the Vanities appeared in a singular book form, what magazine had it published as 12 installments?
The Atlantic?
No.
Rolling Stone?
Yeah, Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone?
Apparently. Did anybody ever see the movie? I don't remember what it's about.
Yes.
Is it, who is the
movie was not real good. No. The book was
Tom
pretty
Hanks.
Good.
Okay.
Tom Hanks. Before he started winning Oscars.
Yes.
Which
yes.
movie was it?
Bonfire of the Vanities.
Melanie Tom Griffith.
What U.S. bill denomination is sometimes called a fin?
$5.
Mm-hmm. Which one is called a sawbuck?
Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What singer was nicknamed the Lizard King?
Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
We're on a roll now.
The Lizard King?
Because of his boots?
The Lizard King.
And the pants.
Pants?
Mm-hmm. Oh. He wear pants.
Mm-hmm. He wore pants.
Take care. Give him this button most of the time.
Didn't he write a poem about the Lizard King?
Really?
He wrote a lot of poems, but there was something he wrote that expression.
Well,
came
it was
from.
In a lyric of one of their songs, if I remember correctly. I am the Lizard King, something like that. Which singing duo started off calling themselves Caesar and Cleo?
Sonny and Cher.
Absolutely.
Which pretty one was stuff? Cher was Cleo?
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty weird.
And Sonny was Caesar?
Yeah, that's even harder to believe, isn't it?
What was the name of Samantha's identical twin on the TV show Bewitched?
Oh,
I'm guessing it had to be evil twin.
Samantha on Bewitched?
She was just mischievous.
Yes. Oh,
was she an evil twin, though? She was a cousin.
She had black hair.
And it was Serena.
Serena.
And it was a cousin. It was not a twin.
Okay, it's an identical twin. Here.
You know everything about...
I'm not sure.
Okay. What famous poet died after imbibing 18 straight whiskeys?
It'd be any poet.
Poe is a good guess, but it wasn't.
Oh, Dylan Thomas.
It was Thomas, yeah. I remember vividly having Father McKendrick's poetry class and saying that once he went into a bar and Thomas
he wanted
was
to
there
go
at the bar.
That
wow.
And that he wanted to have a conversation with him, but it was not to be. He was having a conversation with something in glass at the time. So.
Wow.
Very interesting poet, Dylan Thomas. What did the H, he's still alive, I think. What does the H stand for in H. Ross Perot? What is Perot's first name?
Herbert?
Henry? Herbert.
Nope. Howard?
Something a little more general.
Henry?
Henry, yep.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought it was something more exotic like Hercules or something.
That sucking sand you hear is Jobs leaving America.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think anybody from this generation would know who Perot was if you said,
well,
who is this man?
He was right about that, actually.
Well, he was, but I just don't think people remember him that much. This is probably the... Does history serve? He was the most successful third-party candidate just
so
in terms
far,
of popular
so
vote?
So far, in terms of vote? Mm-hmm. No, well, no, because Teddy Roosevelt would have got more.
That's a good point.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Right. Yeah.
What state was the birthplace of the famous pool shark Minnesota Fats?
It can't be Minnesota.
Close.
New York,
yes. Dan did his anti-psychology, and it worked very, very well.
Oh, I was going to pick
it
Minnesota.
It wasn't Minnesota.
No, I knew he was from the East Coast.
Well, oh, Minnesota's not a city, so...
Yeah, so that's quite odd. My professional opinion then being, that ain't right.
Somehow Minneapolis Fats just doesn't have the same ring, you know? Well,
especially if you do the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul Fats. Right. That's just not...
That's extra fat.
Or Twin Cities Fats. I mean, it just doesn't...
Things are getting out of hand here. Who was the first president who coined the term, I live in the White House?
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, it says until 1901, more formally, it was known as the President's
Executive
Palace.
Mansion.
Or the Executive Mansion. Okay. Yeah, that works too.
The stationery always said the Executive Mansion.
Yep. What do you think the term lawn mullet means?
Badly mowed lawn.
No, not necessarily. I mean, you're on the right track, but think about it.
Grass sculpturing?
What was that, Chuck?
Right. Short in the side, long in the back.
How about well-kept in the front, but a mess in the back? Yeah, that's a lawn mullet. Yes.
The Billy Ray Cyrus lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like my house.
Exactly. How many bridges and tunnels connect Manhattan Island to the outer boroughs? Wow.
Tunnels even know how and bridges?
11.
Tunnels and bridges. Now, how about we do how many tunnels, how many bridges?
Okay, one.
Because I think there's less tunnels. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Five tunnels, aren't there?
Four tunnels.
And bridges, seven bridges connected to
Brooklyn,
Queens.
They're at least trying to do a count here. That's
Staten
close.
Island?
No, bridge Staten there. Island.
You have to go to Queens.
Let's see.
11 total, I think.
I got 14, but you know, you guys are in the wheelhouse, so I'll give it to you. Four tunnels and 14 bridges.
14.
That is a lot of communication, let me tell you. What company introduced the product Cool Whip? The year was 1967.
Kraft.
Was it Kraft? What did you say, Kendra?
Nabisco.
Wasn't Nabisco. You guys are pretty close, though.
Bird's Eye.
Yes.
Frozen vegetables.
Yep, yes. Frozen vegetable. The first time America had frozen vegetables.
What is in that stuff, anyway?
Don't
ask. Cool Whip. Sugar and oil.
It's fluffy.
Yeah, exactly. They're selling you about a tub full of air before they're selling you anything, you know?
Flavored air.
Tastes good.
Who was the actor who voiced the character Carl Fredrickson from the Pixar movie Up?
Oh,
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
Love
just
that
about
movie.
One of the most wonderful really movies good. Ever put to film.
That's the first Pixar movie with blood.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's absolutely true.
From what? When he hit the mailman.
I didn't
or
see
no,
it.
No, when he hit the construction guys.
Mm-hmm.
I should see this movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You should see it.
It was one of the first ones that they were nominated for.
That's really cool.
One of the first animated
features for it. If you can stomach the first 10 minutes of that movie emotionally, it's so sad that I feel like crying right now. And it's a cartoon.
He's going to well up a tear, Dan. You better go see it.
Too bad I can't cry. Botched face job. I'm a big fan of Pixar, and I'll even take Cars 2. I mean, good, clean entertainment. It just doesn't exist. It's really sad. My friend came up with this principle. So Cars 2 and Transformers 3 come out in the same weekend, and he goes, why is everybody ragging on Pixar for putting out a good instead of excellent movie, but we're all making apologies for this Michael Bay garbage because it's not as bad as the last one? We're like, look at this is good, clean, animated fun. Take your kids to see a Pixar movie. Oh my, Michael Bay. We blame Jerry Bruckheimer, who's also from Berkeley.
Ugh.
In what category did Edith Head win 8 Academy Awards?
Best costume.
Costumes. Yeah. Speaking of Pixar, we had the parody of her in The Incredibles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Edna Mode. That was
the best character.
Edna Mode.
She's fantastic. Yep.
It was a man who did the voice of Edna.
Yeah, I think it was Brad Bird. Yeah, exactly. He's a big-time producer. And while we think about Mr. Bird, we'll have to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Did he give you a discount or a freebie?
But he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
Our next set of questions comes from Kathra. Now, this is Leedsma. Is it Leedsma or Ledesma?
I don't know. From Grand Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So,
wow.
I don't know how it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJK changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
Time
from the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, no.
This
is our worst.
Since
worrying.
I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
Oh, we'll dig up a keychain.
We'll
something.
Do something.
We'll find something.
God, we'll come and move your furniture.
Yes, I just wanted a chance to star on your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
you
chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you
how
on the
nice
show.
Nice that somebody actually cares about
us. Oh, it's
been
wonderful.
Much.
We are back with another question from our good friend Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Let's see what we can do with this one. Number 25 on a long list of questions from Frank. So let's see if
awesome,
we can
though.
Slam dunk it. Great. Great variety of questions.
Very good variety. Yes.
Insomnia does him wonders.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Stay up late.
Focuses
more often.
Mind.
Don't Jeez. Get him another pot of coffee.
In what country did the regulation depth of an in-ground burial become 6 feet deep?
England.
Yeah, England. But do you remember the reason why?
Flooding,
plague.
Yeah. It was the plague. It said they wanted 1665. They wanted to get people as far away, but still be respectful as possible. So there you go. Thanks a lot for those great questions, Frank. Mm-hmm. We have another set of great questions here. I really hope I don't offend anybody. I want to say I don't specifically remember the name, so maybe the panel can fill in. It could be a first-time submitter. Kathy Riley of Glendale, California?
Ah, she's on
Facebook. I think she's the first time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's a Facebook. Okay. She was added by...
Glendale.
No, Tom Shaughnessy?
Cemetery.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
So this is tricky. This is actually really tricky. She's got a theme set for us, about 20 questions, maybe more like 15. TV show spinoffs. I'm going to give you the name of the spinoff. You have to name the show.
Cool.
It was spun off.
Okay. I love this.
And for the record, just from
happy
my
days.
Extremely
happy
naive
days. Happy
youth.
Days.
Yeah, everything's from happy
I answered everything. I'll probably get a third of them right.
Three's Company.
All the family.
We're looking at a rock-solid 70s and 80s window here. It's
in our wheelhouse. It's our wheelhouse.
So the show is the spinoff. You're giving me the spinoff.
The original.
Yes,
the
original.
Spinoff-er.
Spinoff-er, not the spinoff-y. Maud.
All in the Family.
All in the Family, yeah.
Oh, man. I have a feeling that Dan is going to set the world on fire here.
Wow, I told you.
It's all
really slowly.
Hey, Beth, you want to get a deck of cards and we just play cribbage while Dan handles
this? Oh, you guys are all from the same... I mean...
Yeah, but you made a study of this. It's part of your lifestyle.
You just glared at the screen your whole childhood.
This is like Jim with Christmas songs. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like Beth with Beatles questions.
How about Mama's Family?
Jeffersons.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No. Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
Oh, that's
right. Yes. Vicky
yes.
Lawrence.
It was a character, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vicky Lawrence.
Yep.
I remember.
Frasier.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers. Ask anybody about Cheers. I bet they wouldn't remember a thing lately, you know?
Who?
Exactly. Knott's Landing.
Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Straight off of Dallas. And how are they going to continue this... This Dallas reboot without JR, this is going to be weird.
Sad.
Was not a big fan, but I found out very quickly when that reboot happened last summer that my in-laws are really big fans of Dallas.
Was it good?
Was
it
like,
any good?
They enjoyed it.
I was
they
a big fan it. Of Dallas mm-hmm. when it was on.
I didn't care for it. I was more Dynasty.
Mm. More of a Dynasty guy?
Nighttime soaps, I wasn't
I like
picky.
That trumpet.
Yeah.
The flirt
Dynasty.
Where did Facts of Life come from?
Oh, was that... Family Ties?
No.
Facts of Life.
A little bit before that, I'm thinking.
Came from the depths of...
Different Strokes,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs.
Spun off.
Good one, Beth. Charlotte and Ray.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with this, but I have a feeling it's about to go very quickly into the Big Jim box. Policewoman was a show spun
police
off...
Police Story.
Of Police Story. How do you know that? I've never heard of Policewoman or Police Story.
Angie Dickinson.
Oh,
yeah.
But I didn't know it came from Police Story.
Yeah, that was original.
Wow, I have been living in a cave.
Oh, come on. Angie Dickinson
no,
was...
not quite old enough, I think.
I think so.
Which isn't a bad
one of JFK's friends?
Was she really?
Angie Dickinson. Oh,
she was everyone's
not
friend. Surprising.
Wow. Not surprising. He did. Oh
my God. And did it a lot. Oh.
How about Mork and Mindy?
Happy days.
Yes.
Now, I you see this little twist coming here. Uh-oh. So what if I say Happy Days?
Laverne and Shirley.
No,
Laverne and Shirley came from Happy Days.
Oh,
no. Sorry, no. Happy Days came from...
It was
could
actually
you say
a
American
movie.
Graffiti?
American Graffiti.
Yeah, the movie. American Graffiti.
No.
Okay, Happy Days. Where did...
There was an anthology series about living in the 50s that may or may not have been inspired by American Graffiti, but even... I mean, I remember seeing this in reruns. I was a little bit too young to see it first run. But the anthology series was called Love American Style.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the bits was called Love and Happy Days, and then those characters.
That's where Happy Days. I remember Love American Style. Yeah. I used to see that show, but I had no idea it had
Karen
a connection.
Was Karen Valentine
with...
on that?
Or oh,
was that
everybody. Shawn? Everybody that was that.
It was like
washed
the Love
up,
Boat.
Like Love Boat. Everybody that was a washed up TV
room
star.
Room 222.
Yeah, Room 222. Michael Parentino.
Anybody that couldn't get a job anywhere else in Hollywood showed up on that show.
But how do you define spinoff? Is one episode defined as spinoff?
Well, it's the fact that you get a character or a plot element to the other show.
And then it blossoms on another show.
I mean, it's not here, but I would put The Simpsons as a spinoff of The Tracy Ullman Show.
Yeah.
That's where they started,
I loved it when she sued them, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. How about Rhoda?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Absolutely.
We sound like a chorus.
Well, some of these, I guess, are more recent than others, although not this one. Trapper John M.D.
MASH.
MASH, yep. Angel. This will be the not very recent.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
From Buffy, yeah.
Yep.
Only Jeff Boats were here to complete the triumvirate. Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Andy Griffith.
Yeah. Pretty sad to see Andy Griffith.
Surprise.
On all the goodbye lists. A Different World.
Cosby Show.
Cosby.
The TV Land, the Nickelodeon spinoff network, has been showing the Cosby Show nonstop over the holidays. And every time I tune in, I'm like, oh, I remember this episode. I never missed this show.
When Rudy was cute.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
it's
like so most funny. Sitcoms, the first two or three years are great. Then it goes downhill
it
really
just gets
fast.
Really ugly.
Oh, there's a few shows that never jump the
Cheers.
Shark.
MASH was pretty good.
WKRP.
They all got kind of bad.
Oh, man. I tell you what, really quick, our last one. Benson was spun off from...
Jefferson's.
Soap. Okay, how sad is it that we all know these?
Yeah.
I mean, Soap was a great show.
TV is good
Billy
stuff.
Crystal's
Woody Have No Life.
Yeah. And Catherine Hellman.
Oh, she was super.
We'll have to say goodbye now, though, folks. Professor Chow.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye-bye.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Maggio.
Bye-bye.
Professor Abel.
Goodbye.
Professor Hokitz.
See ya.
Professor... Sorry, I just saw the Zombie Beth pin, Professor Oldjar. I nearly said Professor Zombie Beth.
Brains.
Now these words from the University of Detroit Brains.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of University of Detroit Mercy Titan men's basketball on UDM's CST Radio. Log on to udmercy.edu/CST Radio. The Titans take on Youngstown State on Friday, February 1st. Catch all the action beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on CST Radio. Click on udmercy.edu/CST Radio. Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building and the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Welcome back, NHL!